Our scripture this morning is extremely familiar. We're reading from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verse 25 through 37. The challenge is always for us to listen in a new way to how God is speaking to us today with this same story that he's taught us with before. It's the parable of the Good Samaritan. And Jesus was in the midst of his teachings, had just celebrated the disciples coming back from their ministry where he sent the 70 out into the villages. And just then a lawyer stood up and to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, the lawyer asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." A familiar story. Were there any words or phrases or ideas that came to your mind in a new way? Sharon. The neighbor was the one who showed him mercy. Yeah. Mercy. And now, O God, please accept the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts. May they be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. And who is my neighbor? He got an early start that morning. There was so much to do. In fact, he started the night before packing up all his wares, cleaning each item, buffing and shining when needed. He watered his donkey, checked his hooves for any sores or cracks. He added some oats to the feed to ensure strength and endurance. Then he cleaned up, put the kids to bed, went over details for the week with his wife, and finally lay himself down for a short night's sleep. Up early, way before dawn, the man carefully laid out his presentation for that evening. Everything was in order. This had to go well. A new franchise in Jericho was just what his business needed. Times had been tough, with the Romans interfering with everything and taxing the honest businessman way beyond any fair standards. This new contact in Jericho promised to open new markets to the eastern borders and beyond. But this meeting had to go well. He had to be on the top of his game, making his best presentation, instill confidence in himself and in his products. If he failed, it would be a hard winter, scrimping and saving to just get by again. This had to work. It just had to. So it was still dark as he eased his fully loaded donkey out of the gate and into the lane. No one was out and about yet, just a few chimneys showing signs of life. A glimmer of pale light slowly rose in the east, giving the road a pale outline and identifying the occasional rock or pothole. As he walked through the city gate of Jerusalem, the first living person appeared. Surprisingly, a priest hurried on past him and down the gentle slope toward Jericho. He rarely saw a priest unaccompanied on the open road. The open road was a dangerous place to be nowadays. Maybe that's why he was hurrying so fast and getting such an early start. As the sun rose, the temperature rose as well. By first watch, he was already reaching for the water bag, both for the donkey and for himself. As they both paused for a drink, he was surprised again by a Levite hurrying down the road. Again, a Jewish holy man walking unaccompanied on the open road. As a businessman, he was always careful when he traveled alone. He tried to stay in groups when possible. Otherwise, he made sure to show no signs of any wealth or prestige on the open road, nothing to attract attention. Too many travelers were targeted by thieves and ruffians. And nowadays, the political refugees, the zealots, forced out of the cities, added a whole new dimension of uncertainty and danger. He was making good time as he approached the bluffs that marked the beginning of the descent into the Jordan Valley. Jericho would only be a few more hours. He might even make it in time for a much-needed bath before his meeting. He quickened his pace just a little. The bluffs were probably the most dangerous part of the journey. They provided hiding places for bandits, also for bodies to disappear. Walking quickly around the corner, he heard it before he saw anything, a low moaning sound. Could it be the wind whipping through the bluffs, a coyote, a ruffian, or a victim? Without the moan, he might have missed him completely. Only the toe of one sandal reached out of the brush, but it moved the bush, and the moaning got louder as he approached. Was it a trap? He checked quickly behind him and above and sniffed the air for strange odors, and as he carefully approached, he couldn't tell much about this man lying next to the road. His clothes were tattered. No valuables or possessions of any kind were apparent. A poor man? A holy man? A rebel? Or businessman? No one could tell in this condition. He was in bad shape. From the pool of blood, he appeared to have been lying there for some time. He wondered about the two holy men, but he didn't look like either of them. Surely they would have seen the man when they hurried by. Oh, but No one ever helped nowadays. People kept to themselves, took no risks, didn't get involved in the affairs of others. They kept to their comfort zones. And this man's death might just be the consequence. The man was in bad shape. It didn't take long to see that this was probably his last journey. Too much blood, barely a whisper of a moan, hardly a movement or sign of breathing, not much chance he'd survive to reach help. And it could be a trick. He'd seen a man lying on the side of the road on a recent trip who soon hurried past him sporting a sword and a bundle of who knows what or from whom. It was safer to just move on. Get to the other side, get some distance toward town just as quickly as possible. He'd been lucky so far. On his many journeys, he'd never had more than a suspicious glance from bandits. He'd been forced to carry a bundle or two by a soldier or two, but that was just a couple miles. Why take a risk now? Why invite danger? Why get involved? Times were rough. One had to look out for oneself, take the safe bet, walk away, just walk away. The man was probably dead anyway, too much blood lost, too far to the doctor, and no time, no time for heroes. He stooped and felt the man's forehead. It was cool and clammy, but that single touch brought a response. The man began to move and his eyes began to quiver. There was still life, but there was no time. The meeting wouldn't wait. His family was depending on him. It wasn't safe anyway. Just move along. Just move along. Who is my neighbor? Who is your neighbor? Well, I can't see very well over our fence. I'd have to walk around the neighborhood or sit on the front porch, knock on a door. What is a neighbor? Friendly, giving, forgiving, and welcoming, and living in many places around our world. Do you know anybody like that? Where do we find a good neighbor? In our neighborhood? In our church? Anywhere in our world? When all the world, every man, woman, even children, are raised to walk this journey of life alone. To be successful, to be respected, famous ideally, to accumulate more stuff than your neighbors. When the common good is a foreign concept in this developed world, where do you find such a neighbor? Be one. Friendly, giving, willing to take a risk, welcoming and forgiving, be one. Take home thoughts. Where might we find neighbors in our community? Can we invite them? Can we be good neighbors? Will you pray with me? We pray, O God, on this weekend of celebration, remembering the blessings that you have brought to this land, that you brought hundreds, thousands of years before. You have been at work in all of your good creation. giving life, loving the life that you've given, walking along with these humans and your creation, to be with them, to guide them, to create growth and joy and wholeness and peace, even sending your son Jesus to give his own life so that we can see how to live this life in relationship with you. Open our hearts, O God. Open our minds to see this world in a new way, in the way that you see this world, as Jesus saw this world, sees this world, as your Spirit guides us. O God, just let us be good followers of Jesus and your Spirit and your love. And let us be good sharers of that. We pray always in Jesus' holy name. Amen.